Audio by Nightfawn. Please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy.
Oh, thank God. I'm so glad you picked up. I never do voice calls on here, so I didn't know if I picked the right thing, but I guess I did. Hi. How are you doing? Good? You don't sound good. Look, I'm not gonna push it if you don't want to talk about it, but I noticed you weren't yourself in chat. You weren't making your dumb jokes like usual, and you haven't replied to any of my messages. You always reply to me. Seriously? The only thing you took from that is me calling your jokes dumb? I guess it's not that bad if you're still making dumb quips like that. But, you know, you can tell me anything, right? We've been chatting for a while now, and you're one of my closest friends on here. Hey. Listen, I mean it. Please don't brush it off as me just being nice or something like that. I want to be there for you. And can I be honest with you? You know, I love hanging out in that server, right? Well, one of the reasons for that is because I get to talk with you. I get all giddy and log in just to see you in chat. You could have talked about the most bizarre topics, and I'd still be interested. Yes, really? You just have this way of pulling people in. No one skims through one of your posts because they know what you say will be worth reading. My eyes automatically go to your username just to read what you said. I don't want to seem like a creep or something, but I can't help but react with that little heart emoji every time I see you saying something sweet, which is pretty often. I can feel your eyes rolling right now, but it's true. It feels like you're sincere all the time. You're not here to just please others or kiss someone's ass. You're there to enjoy yourself. But you don't have to put up a facade with me. Whatever you want people to think of you publicly is fine, but in private, with me, you can let go. I know things can be hard when you take them on by yourself like that, and I don't want you to face them alone. Whatever the issue is, we can tackle it together. Nothing would make me happier than doing that for you. Please, at least consider letting me be there for you, okay? Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I don't want to seem pushy. If you don't want to talk, that's fine. I understand either way, honest. I just... Baby. Hey, it's okay. Shh, it's okay. Don't apologize. You're not a mess, I promise. No, don't hang up. Please, let me stay with you. I want to stay. And don't hold back, okay? Just let it all out. Do you want to take a deep breath with me? We can do it together. Okay. In. And out. Let's do it a few more times, okay? Feel it. You did well. So, do you feel more comfortable about telling me about what's been bothering you? Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I didn't know you were going through something like that. Why didn't you tell me? I told you, you're one of my best friends, and I value every single word you type. Just imagining you carefully thinking each word out, it makes me smile. I know how concerned you are about the impression you leave on the others, and I really adore that about you. There are so many things about you, such amazing things that I wish you could see. When I think about you, I imagine the most caring, most honest person that I've ever met. You speak up for others who are too shy and try to include them. And you're always willing to take some time to hear people out and be a support system for them, even when you have your own troubles. I can sense when you have your off days, but I didn't know it was this rough. I worried about you, but now, please, please, don't give up. Then let me be there for you, damn it. It's not your time, okay? It breaks my heart to hear that you have these thoughts. There's always a solution to everything in life. But not the one you're thinking. You can't do that ever. Promise me you won't do that. Promise me. I wish I could just bundle up all your pain and sadness into a ball and throw it as far away as I can. I just want you to be happy. God, I want you to be so, so happy. You have no idea. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to snap at you like that. It just, it hurts me to hear you say those kinds of things. I know I may not fully understand how hard things are for you right now. And all I can do is just hope that one day I'll be able to see you smile again. And really mean it, you know? Would it be okay for me to ask something? And feel free to ignore me, and don't feel any pressure to answer, okay? I know this call has already taken a lot out of you, and I only want to understand things better, so. Okay. So these thoughts, do they come around often? Usually at night? And how long does it usually take for you to fall asleep? That's not good. Would it help if I stayed with you tonight? Yeah. I can stay on call until you fall asleep. I mean, the least we could do is give it a shot. Having someone by your side could help you feel protected. Safe. I'll protect you, no matter how dark those thoughts may be. Okay, Is when you'll let me stay? Thank you. I'm never gonna let you go through this alone. I promise. Even if I'm 100 miles away, I'm always here for you. No matter what it takes, we can do this. Are you feeling a little bit better? Good. Even if it's just a tiny bit, that's good enough for me. Now, I want you to slide into bed and try to get some rest, okay? And keep me on call. I can go lay in my bed too. Close your eyes and ease your breathing. Go slow. Just like that. That's good. Sorry. I didn't mean to make you yawn, too. I'm just super sleepy. Try to fall asleep with me. I'll be here in the morning. Just nudge me awake if you hear me snore. Good night, sweetie.